News Talk 1620 WTAW, Tom Farr, weekly update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison with another guest.
Absolutely. I love the opportunity to bring along some of our partners and talk about our impact because, you know, United Way is about fighting for the education, financial stability, and health of every person in the Brazos Valley, but that is not a fight that we walk alone. We bring along amazing partners to do that work. And with me today is Martha Opperstini with the Sexual Assault Resource Center to share a little bit about how they're really stepping up and standing in, if that's even the right slogan I used, and to make those aware of sexual abuse and the resources that are available and if you ever experience that.
Martha, thanks for coming back over.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the regional. It's SARC, but it's also SARCBV as in the website.
You're right. BV, the Brazos Valley. We are located in providing services for the seven county area, including Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Madison, Robertson, Washington, and Leon County. And what we're doing this month is really working to try to make raise awareness about sexual assault and some of the events that we're doing. We've partnered with Texas A&M University's Step In, Stand Up program, and we're really excited. In fact, we had a survivor throw out the first pitch of the game the Aggies won on Saturday against Auburn, so we were really excited to be there.
And how do you get the word out about your services?
Well, we have our staff is a big person to get us out, but we do a lot of outreach in our community to try to make sure that we can provide what is needed in the communities that we serve as far as information and outreach. We currently are partnering again with A&M, and we have a calendar of events that from here through the end of the month. We start this week off, obviously, at the Baseball Diamond, but then we will be working on several series, in fact, talking about consent and that important issue, because a lot of people don't understand the importance of consent when involved with a sexual assault. We're going to be looking at human trafficking as well and just how it affects a lot of people right here locally in our communities.
And how would... I want to stay with the human trafficking thing for a moment, because that's just something that's really come out in the forefront in recent years.
Right. We actually have a survivor that we were able to help recently who managed to escape from somebody who had been holding her for more than a month, and she'd been taking her and unfortunately using her to provide or... How do we say that? Anyway, he used her in the wrong way, and he was just arrested recently, but he brought her all the way from Louisiana and trafficked her from there to here, and we were involved because she came in. She went to the hospital, had an exam, and we took care of her and then really worked to make sure that she had a safe place to be until we could get her back to Louisiana.
Whether it is somebody out there listening who is the victim or somebody who is close to the victim, how do they go about taking that next step?
Exactly. We have a 24-hour hotline. People can call us from anywhere, whether the assault happened last night, last month, last year, or 20 years ago, because we also provide services for adult survivors of child sexual assault or abuse. So they can call out, reach out to us at any time, day or night, and somebody will be there to listen. And then what we really try to do is, if they're here anywhere in the seven county area, is to try to get them into counseling. There are, we do send counselors to outer counties, but they can also come here, because we know that a lot from the rural counties really don't want people at home to know what happened, because they're afraid of some of the things that they'll encounter and some of the pushback from local community members. So they come here to keep it quiet and to try to deal with the things that they need to do in order to turn their life around and try to have a more satisfying life after they face this trauma and learn to how to put it away so that they can function day to day.
And for those who are looking to get that assistance, how do they find you?
Again, they call us at our hotline, which is 979-731-1000. They can reach out to us via email if they want to at reachingout.com. reaching out at sarcbv.org. They can go on our website. They can go find us on Facebook, and I think Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. So just look for SARC or SARCBV, and you'll find us.
Any other public events that are taking place through the rest of April?
Yes. We also, the last week of April, we'll be honoring our local, what we call our first responders. We will be honoring our first responders, who could be law enforcement, the fire departments, because we've had them call us. We're also honoring our investigator of the year, our medical professional of the year, and then our advocate of the year. And that doesn't have to be a SARC advocate. It could be anyone who stands up and advocates to try to end sexual assault in our community.
And that event is when and where?
That event is going to be held at the Best Western Premier in Bryan on April the 25th at 6 o'clock. If you're interested, you can go online and find out. We are asking for a $25 donation for their meal, but know that more than half of that will go to provide a meal for a survivor or a volunteer for our organization.
And more about that on your social media as well as your website.
Yes.
Again, the website, SARC, SARCBV.org. And Allison, again, another organization that partners with multiple other agencies. And,
sure, yeah.
And right there at the hallmark of what you all do,
way. You know, I think it's one of those things, April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month, as I'm listening to Martha talk, I'm like, in some ways it's great. We're bringing awareness to a topic that has so much stigma and so much shame associated with it, and it's by no fault of the survivor. But it's also sad that we have to have this month. And that's kind of a sign of our culture of what's going on, that there is even a sex trafficking industry in the United States. And SARC is working hard to take that away, to end that. And we want to support them in that effort, and we want to stand by them in that effort as well. So that's what United Way is about. It's about fighting for those issues that other people maybe don't want to talk about. We don't want to talk about sexual abuse at a dinner party, but it's happening, and it's happening in our community, and we're going to do something about it, and we're not going to make people feel ashamed about it. It's okay to step forward and say, this has happened to me, and I'm going to become stronger because of it. And so I'm so thankful that we have SARC as our partner to in that work. You know, campaign is a big part of how we do this. It is our means in order to support these organizations. It's our means to fight for these issues in our community. And campaign is still going on. We still have a few more weeks. We'll be wrapping that up at the end of April. But right now, our campaign's not performing as well as we had hoped it would. We're a little bit behind on our goal. And so it's time to kind of look at yourself and say, do I want to be a part of this fight? And do I want to join with these amazing organizations fighting every single day in our community and making a donation to United Way? So you can do that a few different ways. You can, of course, host a workplace campaign. It is not too late. I will be happy to come out and meet with you and talk to your employees about getting involved in this work. And they can do that through a gift through payroll deduction. All we need is your HR department to be willing to process those payments to us, and we will be happy to set that up. But even if you're a small company or a company that says that's not for us, there's still ways to get involved too. There's corporate gifts. You can just corporately support our organization and the organizations that we work with, all 18 of them, and those can be found on our website at uwbv.org. Or you can have your employees just make a gift directly. I can still do the exact same thing, but we'll bypass the HR department and we'll just make a gift directly through us. We've got means in which to do it, to set it up on a reoccurring basis so employees can make their gift on a reoccurring basis. And so we just encourage everybody to get involved in however they're comfortable.
And individuals, so whether they're employed or they're retired, can also make a contribution?
Oh, of course. uwbv.org/donate. There is a spot on there when you're filling out that giving page that says business, but if you're not employed with anybody or you don't want to identify your business, you don't have to fill that out. You can set it up as a one-time, reoccurring, quarterly, monthly, annually, however frequently you're comfortable with. And the really cool thing is that bypasses any human interaction. It's just between you and our system, so it stores your information. It will email you if there's a problem. It takes care of all of it. There's no leaving your credit card number anywhere. You just do that directly through your bank into our bank account, and it works really well.
And that's our update from United Way, the Brazos Valley, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.